It's the 24th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An area of Bedford Town Centre, which includes two former department stores, could be redeveloped and subdivided into smaller restaurant and retail units if current proposals become reality. The block, known as Maze Yard, encompasses the two former department stores, Beals, owned by Panther Security PLC, and Debenhams, represented by management company Estima UK. Bedford Borough Council is engaging in ongoing discussions with the property owners that would also see residential space added to the upper floors. Bedford Mayor Dave Hodgson said, "We are delighted to work with the owners of the former Beals and Debenham site to understand how we can make Maze Yard an attractive and viable development opportunity." Anglian Water has denied claims made by dog walker Dave Groves from Leighton Buzzard that he spotted raw sewage floating in Clipston Brook. A spokesperson for Anglian Water said, "Upon investigation, our teams found no evidence of sewage pollution." Dr. Minez Mazi Kotwal recognised that people of Eastern European, African, Asian, Caribbean and Middle Eastern descent did not have food bank access to items that were part of their regular diets. As a result, she launched an ethnic food bank at the Westbourne Community Centre in Bedford. Volunteer Esther McNeil said it helps culturally diverse communities so that they can get the foods they actually enjoy eating. Bedfordshire's Whipsnade Zoo launched its new hippopotamus experience yesterday, featuring Hodder and Lola. Visitors will soon be allowed backstage access to feed and interact with the two aquatic mammals. The enclosure is open on Tuesdays and Sundays after 2:15 p.m. That's all for this week, but I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.